To Israel now, where about 40% of the population has had at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. But not everyone is on board with efforts to stop the coronavirus there. Some ultra-Orthodox groups have defied lockdowns. This population is also lagging in vaccination rates compared to the rest of Israel. NPR correspondent Daniel Estrin joins us now with the latest from Jerusalem. Daniel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Daniel, those numbers I just listed sound encouraging. How soon is Israel expecting herd immunity?
Well, maybe not as soon as Israel had hoped. I mean, Israel had hoped that it would be the first country in the world to vaccinate the majority of its citizens by the end of March. That is also when Israelis are going to the polls to decide whether to re-elect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So that would have been a convenient time for him to, you know, declare victory over the virus. Now, just by numbers, that would be doable because Israel only has 9 million citizens. It has a centralized, you know, universal health care. The problem is that there are fewer Israelis showing up now to get vaccinated. Mm. And there are certain communities in particular very hesitant about the vaccine. And then on top of that, just a lot of kids in this country. It's a very young country. And officials say, you know, until Pfizer approves vaccinations for even younger, you know, as young as 12, as long as those populations are not vaccinated, it'll be hard for Israel to achieve real herd immunity.
Okay, so there's been a downward trend, though, since the virus peak in mid-January. What are health officials saying about all of this?
Well, they're saying that there are some promising trends to look at in Israel, especially among the 60 and older crowd. 80% of them have already had both shots of the vaccine, and confirmed infections in that age category are down by more than half. New serious infections in that age category are down by more than a third. Deaths in that age category are down by about 40%. So all that is great news. The problem is with Israelis younger than 60. They are not as vaccinated, and their hospitalizations are increasing.
You also spoke with some folks who are younger than 60 who talked about their hesitancy.
Right. I want to play you a clip from a conversation I had with a 32-year-old dance choreographer, Mayan Cohen. She does not want to get the vaccine. She says she respects those who do, but she just doesn't like this idea of a national vaccination drive, this what she feels, this kind of pressure for everyone to get it. Here's what she told me.
We are winning the new war, like all the Israelis come together and win the new war. Yes, and like, woo, help us, you know, to win this virus. Oh, you don't help us. You choose not to get this vaccine. Oh, so you're the enemy right now.
Hmm. She sounds suspicious.
Yeah, she just doesn't have confidence in her government. Many Israelis are fed up with Netanyahu after 12 years in power, and that kind of conflates with people seeing his divisive style of rule, the emergency regulations, the lockdowns he's imposed, the zigzagging decisions, and then there's this just general distrust in the leadership, and that leads to a distrust in the vaccine rollout, too.
As I mentioned, we're also reading that ultra-Orthodox groups are continuing to hold public gatherings and funerals, and schools are open. Rates of infection are higher in those communities. How and why are ultra-Orthodox groups complicating this recovery?
Well, they're complicating it because even though they're only 12% of Israel, they represent more than a third of all the country's COVID cases. And this is a community that has a degree of autonomy. They're devoted to a strict religious life. They live in crowded living conditions, large families. Many of them have already had COVID or think they have, so they're not rushing to get vaccinated. And the rest are citing rumors of rabbis who are going against the vaccination campaigns. There's just a general distrust of secular authority in that community. And it's just this major rift in society that might not heal even after this pandemic.
One other thing before I let you go, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank notably did not receive vaccines from Israel until recently. The majority of those doses in the West Bank right now came from Russia. How is the vaccination program there going?
It's going really slowly. I mean, the Palestinians in the West Bank only have 10,000 Sputnik vaccines donated from Russia. Gaza, the other Palestinian territory, has not gotten vaccines yet, and a lot of that is dependent on a political decision by Israel whether to let vaccines into the Islamist-controlled territory.
That's NPR correspondent Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you very much.